it. But I want to talk about something which is really, really cool. I love Workshop 17. I mean, it's a wonderful space. Hadn't been there for a good couple of months now, as a result of COVID-19, etc. I just don't go anywhere. I'd rather stay at home in the hammock and chill as much as I can. But we'll be chatting to Paul Kirsten, who is the CEO of Workshop 17. And they've reached the finals of the Global Startup Awards. Paul, great to have you on the show, man.
Good morning, Kino. Nice, and thank you for having me.
Great stuff. Now, for those who don't know Workshop 17, I think maybe we should start there. Because yeah. The waterfront used to be a dull, boring place where ships came in and they were lifted and washed and scrubbed and all the rest of it. And then some bright sparks decided that, hey, we need a V&A waterfront there. A lot of people were going, it's turned out to be a brilliant space, outperforming the national economy, which is not too difficult, but the Western Cape economy as well. And it's just been going from strength to strength. And within all of this is nestled this Workshop 17 space. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks. It's really an initiative that we had together with the V&A Waterfront to really support entrepreneurship, innovations, and people working on solutions for Africa. Whether it's big or small, it doesn't have to be highbrow, but creating that space where people feel they can experiment, they can do things, they can succeed and change what they want to change. And that is where we started, in that what used to be an old shed where the doves flew in, it's now a very transparent, beautiful space where people work and try to do the best they can.
Now, so when we talk about the type of people, right, and the profile of people, if I had to sound all proper and all the rest of it, that frequent Workshop 17 and that use those facilities, give us a bit of a deeper insight into who they are.
Look, it is anything from an individual professional who looks for a company out of the home to one of the big corporates wanting to connect with entrepreneurs and having offices in one of our Workshop 17s. Just to give you one example, and it's quite nice, we have Lulaloop in our space, which is actually also one of the global finalists for Startup of the Year Awards. And they've started to create a door-to-door transport solution, which is affordable and completely safe, whether you're in the Cape Flats or whether you're in one of the suburbs.
Yeah.
Through a great system of ride sharing, and they've been growing from strength to strength and solving actually a real issue for those first line workers that are coming home late and need to come home safe. That's just one of them. And I think the recognition that we get as Workshop 17 is as much a recognition for the ecosystem of entrepreneurship that South Africa has. And I think it's a real opportunity to put South Africa a little bit on the worldwide map, that it's not all coming from Silicon Cape, it's not all coming from Europe, it's not all coming from Israel. There's great things happening in South Africa, and that's, I think, a positive way to start the new year, especially at this time.
I think you meant Silicon Valley, hey? I'm going to get some phone calls from people at Silicon Cape going, hey, what did he say? No, he meant Silicon Valley. No, I mean they're part of this ecosystem that... And I mean, listen, let's be honest, that ecosystem can be more diverse. That ecosystem can do a hell of a lot, but that is another discussion for another day. The fact is that this ecosystem is delivering some really great businesses, delivering impact and many other things.
There's always a possibility to grow, and we're doing our best we can.
Absolutely.
Inclusivity, from the start that Mark Schreft and I started, inclusivity is very high on our agenda. We started actually in Jeppe, in Mobeleng, in Joburg, in a very inner city. And we love to be in the various places, whether it's the waterfront, whether it's in Mobeleng, or whether it's in Sandton, because we want to create that diversity. And I think South Africa needs it, because there's so much value in it.
No, indeed. You know, I mean, the only reason I mentioned that is because when we think about innovations and tech and investments and VCs, I mean, half of it tends to be sort of Stellenbosch Mafia, right? And my point is, there's so much just because, and I know you feel this way yourself, and it's within the DNA of Workshop 17 as well. No matter where you are, you could be in the poorest parts of this country, but you too can have great ideas. You know, great leadership skills, et cetera, that can help you bring something to the market. And the idea is to see how one can reach far enough to be able to bring everybody with great ideas into a space.
Exactly. And I believe that a platform like Workshop 17, bringing those people together and creating an environment that they can concentrate on what they do and don't have to worry about the aircon and the cleaning and the internet, that's our role. So you come and you just do what you need to do and focus what you set out to do. And in the meantime, you meet others who have the same passion or a different passion. And sometimes you meet someone from a different world, from a corporate world and a background, and something sparks. And that, I think, is where innovation comes. But it's not only the idea, it's also the access.
Oh, yes.
And the growth of the idea, and having a CEO of a big corporate ordering a coffee next to a startup or just a graduate from a coding school and getting into a conversation that is not happening in a corner office, but just as a coffee shop, and something sparks and comes out of there. And I think that is what we want to be.
No, indeed. So tell us about these awards, by the way. We're going to be chatting to Herman Mashaba now because he wants to get more South African doctors hired, but we'll chat him about that shortly. But tell us about the awards where you've reached the finals, the Global Startup Awards. How significant is it?
It is. We're very proud to be recognized in this way because it is an award that is a combination of a jury and public voting. Today is the last day of voting, by the way, so anyone who wants to support us or put South Africa on the map, go to the Global Startup Awards and vote. But it is a whole process. So we've won before the South Africa, the national one. And then we won the regional one, which is the Southern Africa one. And now it's the global one where there's 6 finalists from all corners of the world together. So it is quite a process, and we're very proud to be that far.
Excellent. Well, listen, Paul, Kirsten, we are very proud of what Workshop 17 has done and what that whole precinct actually delivers. People like David Green, I would imagine. I know David. He's just he is so supportive of these things. And thanks to leaders like him and yourself, you're able to achieve things like that.
Look, the V&A, David, and it is also a brainchild of the V&A, what's happened at the watershed. And I think such partnerships are so crucial.
No, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah. Once again, speaking to what you said about bigger corporates, you know, opening up spaces that can deliver value. So,
exactly.
Paul, great chatting to you, man. Wonderful job.
Thanks, and you're welcome to come in. We're quite safe. We have our protocols in place. So
I was worried about that. I'll pop through.
Absolutely obsessed by doing that because it is people are sitting at home so much and they need sometimes to go out.
Yeah.
But they need to feel safe, and then there needs to be some energy that makes it worthwhile.
No, indeed. Paul Kirsten, okay. Great. I'll see you there. We'll have a cup of coffee.
Have a great day.
Be wonderful. Thanks, man.